This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Walmart has petitioned to appeal last month's historic order by a federal judge. The judge granted class action status to a massive sex bias lawsuit against the company. The suit was originally filed 3 years ago. It charges the company with a pattern of discrimination against women in pay and promotions. Walmart won't automatically be granted the right to appeal. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, if the suit goes forward as a class action, the costs of defending it could be enormous.
In late June, a federal judge in San Francisco stunned employers throughout the nation. In a surprise move, District Judge Martin Jenkins ruled that six women, current and former employees of Walmart, could sue the company on behalf of more than 1.5 million plaintiffs, virtually every woman who worked for Walmart since late 1998. Brad Seligman, lead counsel for the plaintiffs, says the impact of that ruling is huge.
Well, the class certification decision is the most important thing that's going to happen in this case, short of a jury verdict. If the judge had not certified this case would be six women against Walmart.
You want to go get the sprinkler, Zach?
Okay.
Oh, is it still up here?
One of those women is 40-year-old Christine Kwabnowski, a divorced mother of two kids. After saving for a decade, she recently bought this fixer-upper home 50 miles east of San Francisco. Her first project? To plant a new flower garden in the front yard.
All this was ripped out, redone, retilled, and replanted.
For 18 years, Kwabnowski has worked at a nearby Sam's Club, a discount chain owned by Walmart. There, she says, male co-workers with less seniority were paid more than she was for the same job. When she asked why, she was told they had families to support. Kwabnowski says she tried to move up the ranks, but repeatedly was passed over for promotions that went to men who were less qualified. Although she objected, Kwabnowski says her complaints were dismissed.
They would just be off-the-wall comments. I'd ask what I needed to do, and I was told that I needed to blow the cobwebs off my makeup at one point, and that was in front of another associate. And then one other time, I was told that I just needed to doll up. And, you know, at that time, I worked on a receiving dock where it was dirty and dusty and hot, and it really wouldn't have done me any good to doll up.
Kwabnowski says she knows of other women who receive similar treatment at Walmart. She hopes the order granting class action status to the lawsuit sends a message to the company's senior management in Bentonville, Arkansas.
They have a problem that's deeply seated throughout the company, and they honestly should have started listening to the women that were complaining 10 years ago instead of looking at us and going, "You're just disgruntled and you're causing trouble. We really don't want to hear you. You're an isolated incident." They should have taken a look at those isolated incidents way back when they really probably were an isolated incident. And now that it's not, we're going to fix something.
But lawyers for Walmart are also determined to fix something. Appellate attorney Theodore Boutros says Judge Jenkins' order granting class action status in this case is seriously flawed and needs to be reversed.
At this point, we're just seeking a fair process so that Walmart will have its day in court and that the plaintiffs will be able to litigate their case if they are allowed to move forward, but in a fair way that protects everyone's rights.
There's a lot riding on Walmart's efforts to get the judge's order granting class action status overturned. The cost of defending six individual discrimination lawsuits may be high, but it's nothing compared with the attorney's fees Walmart would rack up defending a lawsuit of this magnitude. Walmart must get permission to appeal the district court's order. The standard for review is high, but Boutros says this is exactly the kind of case that should be reversed. He says the plaintiff's arguments for class action status are circular and contradictory.
Here the plaintiffs are arguing that decisions were made by individual managers at the store level, yet they're trying to certify a class that includes 1.5 million women all across the nation, and that's a real problem. And it's not a product so much of Walmart's size, it's that there are many differences among the plaintiffs, and the plaintiffs' counsel are trying to fit this into the class action mode where it doesn't belong.
But according to plaintiff's attorney Brad Seligman, a statistical analysis of the personnel records of virtually every employee at Walmart shows a consistent pattern of underpayment and promotion for women in every region of the country. According to Seligman, although compensation decisions were indeed made by local managers, ultimate authority always rests with senior management in Bentonville.
Walmart is one of the most centrally command-driven companies I've ever seen. That is the glue that holds this case together. I mean, our burden before the judge on class certification was to convince him that what happens in Florida is not likely to be different than what happens in Alaska, that there's a common practice and policy out there. And certainly every store is alike, but we have the added fact that literally nothing happens in those stores that isn't known, ordered, or recorded by Bentonville.
Walmart officials dispute the plaintiff's statistical evidence. They say there's no pattern of underpaying women, that Walmart has been promoting women at a much faster pace, and although there may have been some individual cases of injustice, there are many more success stories for women. Mona Williams is Walmart's vice president of communications.
Women have some amazing stories of being hired as hourlies, mentored, promoted up, given job flexibility. We have wonderful stories to tell, and we think that they, by and large, do reflect the experience of women working at Walmart.
Many employer groups have lined up on Walmart's side. Ann Reisman is with the Equal Employment Advisory Council, which filed a friend of the court brief in the case. She says the sheer size of the lawsuit makes it a weapon that could force Walmart into settling at great expense, regardless of whether the company has done anything wrong.
When the judge certifies a class that's larger than the entire U.S. military, that's big. That's very big. And they're looking at a lot of work to defend themselves.
Women's rights groups have lined up on the other side, arguing that the size of the case alone should not insulate Walmart from charges of across-the-board discrimination. The decision on class action status could come as early as next month. One thing is certain, this case will continue to be among the most closely watched in the history of employment law. Elaine Corey, NPR News.